How could they do that to me?
Yeah, so this will be very, very huge if you can get this. That's one perception, okay? So let's go over it. They fired me. I was loyal as I could be with them. And how dare they? And I feel sorry for myself because I was victimized by life. That's one perception. Now, a second perception, that because I'm going to play devil's advocate, I'm going to come in on a different perception to show you that even though you think that, and you almost think that that's just the truth, but truth is whatever we say it's going to be, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I would like to invite you all to do is create a truth that is actually going to empower you to live the life that you want, okay? And so to show you a different perspective is, you know what, Donna, you missed many days of work, and we have other people that are relying on you, and you weren't able for some reason to provide that service, so we need to let you go and find someone who can then provide the service. So you were actually, by not showing up, were the one that really told us you're not ready or willing to do the job. So that's a totally different perspective. Now, here's the thing, is you can either choose the perspective of that happened to me and how dare they, and I was, and you can get angry, you can get sad, you can get depressed, all of these things. But guess what? When you say that, you have now given up all of your power to live the life that you want to create. Because if you live at the effect of everyone else, there's no power in that. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay. So even though it makes us feel good for the time, because I was there. I was there for years with you, Donna. I was like, oh, how could this happen to me? I worked so hard for my money. It was so important to me. And I lost it all. And what I ended up realizing is I'm the one giving it that meaning, and it disempowers me. It makes me feel like absolute dark crap every day that I wake up. And do I want that? And then I learned through my training and through a lot of experience that, hey, guess what? Now, look what I did with it. I said, I'm going to shift the meaning that this happened to me, and that dark, dark depression, that painful hopelessness, that almost like, why is this happening to me? You know, I'm a good person. I'm not out there selling drugs and pimping women out and stuff like that. Why is this happening to me? I'm a good guy. And I shifted it around because I felt like a victim. And I said, you know what? This had to happen to me that powerfully and that dark and that deep and for so long, for I don't know how many days and how many years, but it's almost like in the perfect plan had to happen that way so that I can have this compassion and this deep understanding of what you three women are going through right now. I had to go there in order to lead you out.
Purpose in everything.
I'm sorry?
There's a purpose in everything.
Yes. So, I mean,
well, it almost makes it seem like that was the best thing that could have happened to me. I'd still be in that rut if I hadn't made the move.
Beautiful. See, that's an aha moment right there, Donna. See, that recognition that it had to happen to you because you had to grow. There's another stage of growth for you. And it freed you to be able to get to that next stage. Now, what ends up happening is sometimes we get stuck, just like I was, and it seems like there's certain aspects of your life that you're getting stuck right now, but we're going to release you through it. Is that feeling that you were a victim, is it's almost like you have something in your hand like a Powerball. That's all of your power, and you just gave it to your employer, they have no power over you. Only the they only have the power that you give them. So if you can say, you know what, that had to happen to me. For me, that was 30 years. That was 30 years of just beautiful bliss. I loved my job. Most people don't like their job. I had a job that I loved for so long. And why am I tainting that with feeling like a victim now? It ran its course, and it was now another stage for me to get to. And why, you know, I don't know how many years, I don't know how many days the rest of us have on this earth, but let's make it the best that we can.
Amen.
And by shifting that perception from they fired me to I released myself for the new stage that I'm about to embark on.
Oh, I like that.